Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Well, hello, everyone, and as always, thanks a lot for taking the time to join me once again tonight on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, your wonderful host and media personality of the show, and joining us tonight, who is already on the line, is our very, very good friend, who we extremely love so much. He makes all of us women look fabulous. He dresses us from head to toe. He is the one and only Anthony. Anthony, thanks so much for being here, love.
Thank you for having me, Victoria.
Listen, the last time I talked to you, I think it was in May, and I remember because you were celebrating your 16th, was it your 16th anniversary on HSN then?
17th
anniversary, yeah, on HSN. And we got a lot of information because at that time I think you had a new some new clothing that were coming out that we were talking about for spring and summer. So now that we're kind of into winter, especially here in the Midwest and on the East Coast, tell us a little bit about what projects you've got going on. I know we want to talk about your website and any other new things that you've got going on to all of your fans that follow you that we need to know about.
Well, I just finished wrapping up a major pilot for a major network. I can't say the network's name, but it was really intense, and it went by this executive board, and they really loved the concept of the show. So now we're just waiting for our green light. But it was really, really fun because I had the chance to do the expert role of what I do, which is fashion. And I worked with a really brilliant lady on the project, and it was just so much fun. And so hopefully in the spring we'll be on a major network, cable network. So that's the real fun thing. And then yesterday
let me just add this in there because beside you working on that project, I have seen a lot of your videos on YouTube out there in LA. So now from time to time I've seen you go on different shows and kind of give your advice about clothing. Do you still do those segments out there in LA with some of the local television stations out there as well?
Yes, I still do How Do I Look, which is Style Network. I do that, you know, 2 to 3 times a year. And the only reason I don't do a lot of them is because of the HSN schedule. I can't get away from there to do the shows, and they usually want you for like a 5-week block to do, you know, consistent back-to-back shooting. But with this show, it's going to give me the opportunity to, you know, to do HSN, and they're going to work around their schedule. But I do a lot of local, you know, how-tos for the networks here, KTLA. But I'm just really excited because, you know, fashion is so important right now going into 2011, and women are at their wit's end because everything in the stores is at great prices, and so you become a shopaholic without buying, you know, clothes that make sense. You just keep on buying, you know, pieces, and it don't mean anything because you just see the sale tag. So the kind of project I'm working on, it's recession-proof. It's like, okay, you got all these recession price points, but how do you put the look together? Because you're just marveling at the great prices, and you're just buying things that don't mean anything when you get them home.
You know, it's funny that you said that because I'm at that point right now where I'm guilty of that because I have lost about 30 pounds. I had been trying to, you know, I didn't mean to lose as much as I did. I just wanted to exercise more for health reasons and ended up losing a lot of weight. So now it's kind of like literally having to buy an entire wardrobe. But I just thought, funny that you said that, I just thought 2 days ago that I've got all of these kind of like really cute clothes to wear to functions and things, but I don't really have any of the sort of quote-unquote basic necessities that I need to kind of carry me through on day-to-day. So that really gets back that you talking about sort of, you know, being cautious in terms of going out there in style and fashion and spending your money wisely on a good wardrobe.
Exactly, and it's like fundamental basics that a lot of women miss out on. Like, you know, a lot of women don't know what color fashion pants or fashion bottoms they should wear with their blouses when they're in the workforce. So those fundamental things, you know, we really hit on, And I try to do that on HSN. I try to tell women, you know, how to build their wardrobe. And, you know, a lot of women think that black is the most important color. But, you know, going into spring 2011, it's about grays. It's about these really translucent grays matched with bright colors. So we really want women to step out of their comfort zone and embrace color and embrace neutrals like sand tones and grays and seafoam greens. And yellows match back with the gray. But gray is the new black. I mean, gray is like the number one color that every fashion designer is talking about for spring. And I know it was deeper in winter, in this past winter. But going into spring, it's all about, you know, light tones of gray. It's going to be really important.
Well, and, you know, I was thinking, like, I thought the gray was not a color that looked nice on me that I could wear. So I actually remember you talking about gray one of the last times I saw you on HSN. And you were talking about how black is always there, it's dependable, but gray is a new color. So I thought, well, of course, if Anthony says it, then, you know, the next pair of pants I'll buy, I'm going to go ahead and try to get a pair of gray pants. And I actually got a pair of gray pants, and I have to say I was very surprised with, I like them. But I noticed, too, Anthony, the gray that I got, there are different variations of gray.
Yeah.
They kind of started from sort of a light to a medium to more of a darker gray, and I kind of picked one in the middle. And I have to say I really, really did like it, and I wear those pants all the time.
It's a beautiful color. I was out on a shopping trip for this pilot we just did, and we bought a whole bunch of gray peg skirts, like wonderful little straight skirts that are just the cutest, like right over the knee, cute little gray skirts. And every woman we did a makeover from size 2 to size 18, they loved the skirt. They wanted to take it home with them. And gray looks so good with blues. It looks so good with yellow. It's just a real great basic that has not gotten respect over the years, but back, like, you know, during Alfred Hitchcock, when he was doing his movies, he loved his leading ladies to wear gray. He thought that was like the most photographic photographic color on film to him was gray. And Tippi Hedren wore a lot of gray suits, a lot of grays and greens and like soft celadon greens, because it looks really good on black and white film, and it looks fantastic with brights.
Yeah, and you know, one thing too that I love about your line, and also all of your fans, including me on Facebook, whenever we talk about you, one thing that we just absolutely love is that whenever, you know, you bring a line of fashions out, whether it's for the spring, the fall, or the summer, you always include, you know, a lot of rich colors. You know, a lot of the burgundies and the wines and sort of the reds and those pretty golden colors in the yellows. And I appreciate that because I can pretty much wear whatever color that I want. But, you know, you don't always see a lot of designers out there who will actually, you know, come out with that sort of overall large palette, I think, of colors like you do. So that's great that you do that.
Well, I think right now I'm having like the best time with my career as far as like, you know, developing new, you know, ways of looking at fashion. And I'm always challenging my design friend, Masail. We work together side by side to just really step out on shape and color. And, you know, a lot of times people think you're really, you know, pigeonholed because of price point, but I always constantly remind them in the fit sessions, we really have to make this look like you're buying it the most expensive boutique, because, you know, price should not be the dictator. It should be about really good cut, really good fit, really good color saturation, and really good balance in the fashion design. And, you know, when HSN went through a major change about 5 years ago, you know, all of us designers that have been there forever were nervous, you know, like, what's going to happen to us? And, you know, I wasn't too nervous because, you know, I know what I know. And I have a real good, you know, I'm born with this. It's not like something I just put on an acting role. Okay, I'm going to act like a designer today. And, you know, but I felt like in my early, you know, 10 years in the business, I really didn't have the freedom to create like I wanted to create because I was so nervous, you know, that management would think that this wasn't good. But now I'm at the point, I'm almost 43. I don't care. You know, you get the point between you. I don't care. I don't care if you don't like it. I like it. You know, and I think, you know, now that I look back in hindsight to people like Bill Cosby, and you look at people like Gladys Knight, you know, people, you know, who really love what they do and do it well, you get to a point in your career where you go, you know what, this is what I do, and this is why
I
am. And I know what I'm talking about. So,
exactly.
You just go and you
love
do
it
what
or
you
leave
do.
It.
Right, and there's always going to be a job for me. So once I got, you know, accepted that and knew that that was the mantra that I'm wearing, I wasn't worried. You know, I'm going to do what I do, And just like, you know, P. Diddy makes a good rap, I'm going to make some great dresses and some great blouses.
And speaking of P. Diddy, the only reason why I bring him up is because I know you can't name all of your clientele. I know how that goes. But you also design a lot of couture dresses, and I've heard you talk about this before, for a lot of those theater-going women in Chicago, a lot of those fancy events, you know, Academy Awards and things that you guys have out there in California. Talk about that. I mean, I know it's fun because it's great to turn on the TV and see your creation on there, but talk about, you know, the whole developing of that whole, the whole couture line that you do.
It's so exciting because, you know, I never dreamt that I would, you know, get introduced to so many great women. And, you know, from Linda Johnson Rice, who, you know, heads, you know, she's chairman and owner of Ebony Magazine. She's one of my best clients. And she shops with me, you know, so frequently. I mean, this place is like a revolving door for her. She comes here all the time. To people like Queen Latifah, to people like, you know, Kimora Lee Simmons. It's so many different ladies that have been here. In fact, I even had Gwen Stefani's stylist here a couple of weeks ago pulling stuff for the Harajuku girls. So we do a wide assortment of people. We have a really close connection with Creative Artist Agency, CAA. They send their stylists over here, and they pull. I did a dress for Tom Cruise's baby. I did a little Christine gown for her. Yeah, it was really fun because it was hush-hush when they gave me the project, and they said, you can't tell who it is.
Sure.
And then after we did the dress and we gave it to his agent at CAA, he says, oh, this is for Tom Cruise's.
So you're like, what?
I was like, what do you mean? And then they were like, well, you know, we can't tell you who it is because then you probably choke. And that's true because I probably would have choked on the project. So that was fun. And, you know, we just
that
get a lot of.
That is absolutely awesome.
It's awesome, right? And we get a lot of stuff like that. And then we have Edie Gourmet, who's like she's an old celebrity as far as knowing good quality garments. She's shops Bob Mackie, Givenchy, Valentino, and she saw me on TV and she goes, I like what you do. I want to meet you. Can you make me some clothes? And she goes, here's an open check. Just go make it. And you don't get clients like that saying, here's a check. Just go make it. And then Barbara Sinatra came to her house and saw the dresses, went crazy. Carol Burnett went crazy. And then Phyllis Diller went crazy. And so this whole new, the people who have made Hollywood what they are, what it is, see my clothes. They go to Edie's house, and Edie's just walking around to Anthony. And it's so funny, you know. And she just throws
Well, and you know what, too, what you know, what I know is very, very, very cool about that because I've made connections and become very good friends with some of your fans on Facebook as you were on my show the first time, and they all, you know, listened to the show. So we all connect, of course, and just love you. But it's interesting because I could clearly see someone like Carol Burnett in one of your pieces, especially those nice long lounge around pieces that you, the caftans that you sell on HSN, where, you know, when you're on there and you talk about, ladies, if you just want to feel good about yourself, if you're in the house on a Sunday, just put this on and lounge around the house. And you know, what's funny about that is that I cannot only see those sort of Hollywood type of women doing that, but just your everyday average person like me who can do the exact same thing and actually have an original design from you as well. So that was one thing that I love about you. I think that's great that you do the entire, you know, spectrum, that you go from your everyday working career women to your moms that are, you know, at home with the kids to make them feel good about themselves as well as Hollywood stars. So I just, you know, I just think it's remarkable that you're able to capture both of those markets, because a lot of designers have not been able to do that and have not been successful in doing that, as you've been able to capture, you know, pretty much everybody.
Yeah, I'm really blessed, and I tell you, it's just been so much fun. And you know, we've been getting a lot of, you know, orders and stuff, and some of them we can't do because some of them are really, you know, out there. But the ones that we embrace and we take in, because our studio is very small, we've had a ball with. I mean, we did a couple of weddings recently that was really, really fun. And I like being
And speaking
hands-on.
Of your, I don't want to forget this. Speaking of your studio, I noticed on Facebook, are you getting some new construction going on? Because I've been seeing these pictures on Facebook. Tell us about
Well, when I bought this place, I didn't think I was going to be here this long. I thought, you know, I'll do this loft thing for a while, and then eventually I'll do the storefront, and then I'll have the factory next door, but then, you know, nothing is as you plan it, right? So mm-hmm. we built the, you know, we started building alliances in New York, and that New York office grew and grew and grew. And in L.A., we said, well, we're going to just stay put because we like this space. But we ran out of storage space. So we were building, like, a whole new trim department where we can put all the trims because I had a client here a couple of weeks ago, and she went, wow, that's a lot of trim. And I was like, I don't want her to see my trim. And so I called Dave. I was like, Dave, can we do something about this trim? Because, you know, some things you should have to see. But everybody tells me it looks great. But I'm like, you know, being a designer, I have to make it seamless. I just don't want to, you know, walk into, you know, design lab and see all the trim hanging out. And
then we
finally made like a little area for the couture dresses so that, you know, when the clients come, they have privacy, because sometimes we have two ladies here at once. So sometimes, you know, you don't want them bumping into each other. So now we have two separate areas for them. But
I know, we're going to talk a little bit about your website, and of course I'm always promoting your website on my page, because this month I did a series of small businesses and businesses that I like, and I wanted to have them on the show to talk about Christmas gifts. So everybody, this must have been, I don't know, Anthony, it must have been a month ago, and all of a sudden I get this message from Anthony asking me for my address, saying that he had to send me something. So of course, you know, I rarely ever get an email with somebody asking me for my address because they want to send me something. It's always, can I be on the show, which is cool. So I thought, oh, this is great. I thought you were going to send a thank you card or something. So everyone, Anthony sends me this incredible belt, and I'll let you explain the belt. And he just writes in there, I know you're going to like this. This is going to look fabulous on you. And I love, love belts. And let me tell you, darling, I wore that belt a couple of days ago to a charity event, Christmas party in the D.C. area for Blessed Haven. And as soon as I walked in the door, all eyes were not on my face or teeth, but they were on that belt. Everybody loved that belt and wanted to know where to get the belt. And, of course, I sent them directly to your website. So talk a little bit about the belt, and then I want to talk about the website, and then we're going to go to the other part of the show where Michael Kay is going to come in and join us, because we've got a little surprise for you later on in the show, Anthony. So talk about that belt that you made. That was gorgeous.
Oh, thank you. The Moroccan-inspired belt, I love Obi belts, and so Tracy, who works on a handbag line with me, we were sitting down having lunch. I was like, you know, we should do a great Obi belt because, you know, going into fall, it would be great to layer up with all the knits that I do. So we started sketching, and we first did it in chocolate brown with the gold studding and the zipper treatment. And then I said, oh, it's got to be in black too. So we went and made a black sample. And, of course, you know, we're buying goods that, you know, limited quantity of goods. So everything about Band of Artists is very limited. Like, we'll make, like, a very short production run. And usually we make it and we give it to friends. And if you live like near LA, you always see us trading. We're always bartering among each other. So when I made this belt, she goes, this is going to be my Christmas gift to all my girlfriends. So I said, I'm putting it in the line because I love it. And it's just been exciting because we'll be like at the Beverly Center and we'll meet for lunch, and one of Tracy's girlfriends will show up and she'll have the belt on. And it's just like, it's just a cool, I call it like the Women's Federation belt, you know, Wrestling Federation belt, because it's like so glam and it's so cinching. And like, it really gives you a waistline.
Mm-hmm.
And it's decorated, but not over crazily decorated.
And you know also what I liked about it is that you did, if you didn't want to, you didn't have to wear jewelry, because it was just so beautiful on its own that you didn't necessarily need anything at the neckline, and you just needed sort of a small pair of stud earrings, and then you would be fine, because the belt was really the centerpiece of the outfit. It's so nice.
And the zipper detailing was like the last piece that we did on the design, because at first it was just studding, and then we were playing around with zippers. We were like, let's put the zippers around there, because it will really, you know, give more flash without being rhinestones. So it came out great. And the sister belt was the rosette one, but this one came out beyond. So hopefully.
Yeah, and I just love I love that combination of like you talked about, the zipper detail and also with the bling in it as well. So this is what I've been waiting to talk about, is your website. So I know Linda and Michael, everybody, have all of our have Anthony's website information inside the chat room. So the deal is, if you still have Christmas gifts that you've got to get to somebody, especially if it's a teenager, your mom or your sister or a woman, I highly suggest that you go to this site, because Anthony has amazing accessories on this site, and I'm going to order a pair of glasses, those big glasses myself. And the prices, I mean, you know, I'm talking, you can literally go on there and get a fabulous quality made gift for no more than $30, $25. I mean, the prices, I literally dropped my jaw. How are you able to give us those prices like that? Is it because it's a limited edition?
It's a limited edition, and because Tracy's parents own the handbag factory where we make all the handbags.
Okay, that helps.
Yeah, you know, it really helps. And she loves doing this. And if you knew her, and maybe I can get her on camera. She's very shy, but she's just a workaholic like me. So she's always making things. Ever since she was a little girl, she was always creating. And so this is like our little baby, and we just did three new handbags with feathers and flowers. And we're like, well, no, we're going to sell these, but we're going to make these bags. And her background, her parents' cousin owned Forever 21. So whenever you go into Forever 21, that's her relatives. They own that chain.
Okay.
So it's in her family's, you know, DNA. They are fashion. And mm-hmm. And they're very religious people too, which I love. They're very God-fearing, and we just have fun. And she always kids me. She goes, "You know what? You should do a limited edition for my cousin's store." I'm like, "No." Cuz I'm not really junior focused. I'm more Missy focused, but
right.
We just have fun, and we keep the prices tight, and we just play. And that's how, you know, great ideas come, is by playing. And during the recession time period, I tell young people, you got to create. You got to constantly keep your mind moving. You know, the orders may not be big, but you just got to keep on creating and making things. And that's what design is about.
Yes.
You're not looking just to sell thousands all the time. Sometimes you're just going to sell three.
Yes. Sometimes
you're going to sell four. Sometimes you're going to sell 20. But that's the fun of it. It's like you made this, and now people like it, and they're buying it, and that's the reward, that they're just buying it. It's exciting.
Well, tell us the name of the website, and again, it is inside the chat room. I don't have the information right in front of me. Is it Anthony Design or Anthony Original Designs?
It's www.anthonyoriginals.com, and it's originals with an S on an N, and it's Anthony with two T's. So it's just anthonyoriginals.com.
Well, and again, if you still have some Christmas shopping to do, I highly recommend that you go there. And I guarantee you, you'll not only pick up some things for whoever you went there to get a gift for, but you're going to leave there picking up a few things for yourself, because everything on there is just absolutely fabulous. So with that said, I'm going to bring my other sidekick, Michael Kay, into the conversation. Anthony, I don't know if you know, I met Michael actually through you when you were on my show the first time. I was looking for a co-host, and I was going through a lot of people, and in my heart I kind of settled on him. So he's been sort of with me ever since to do some of the entertainment shows. So I told him I could not have a show with you on and he not be involved in
it.
So Michael, are you with us?
I'm with you, and damn right, you can't leave me out of this good conversation. Hey, Anthony, how are you?
Good. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing fantastic. Great show. Chat room is on fire. Linda's doing a great job there. I've got some lovely questions in there. I think you want to check that out. But, Anthony, I was so touched that you did the Christmas ornament for St. Jude's Hospital with HSN. Mm. How did you come up with that idea?
Mindy Grossman, the CEO of HSN, is very, very chic and very clever. And she wanted each of her personalities to come up with a design for an ornament. And so, you know, everybody had their own interpretation of what the holidays meant to them. But for me, I've always associated the holidays with the Queen of Hearts. And
right.
I don't know, like growing up, I got from my grandmother a long time ago a little book on the Queen of Hearts, and it was like her in different settings. It wasn't related to Alice in Wonderland. It was just like, you know, like the playing card, the Queen of Hearts, and it just showed her in different settings. And I just said, that would be a great ornament. And when Ryan and I sat down and started playing with the shapes, we wanted it to have a front and a back, and then the snow was like natural because we wanted to see him like she's walking through the snow. But it was, that ornament was so intense to create because we had to go back and forth with the ornament manufacturer, and they were just, mm-hmm. I'm sure they were getting sick of us because, like, no, the bow's too big. No, our crown doesn't have to bling. No, the hearts are a little bit too small. No, we went checkerboard, we went frosted. We kept going back and forth with these people. These people were like, please. But it really turned out great. And all the proceeds go to St. Jude. And so I've been really trying to hustle that ornament, getting as many people to buy it because it is a great cause. And
well,
you know,
and
it's very
I just,
rare.
I I just want to say, I don't mean to cut you off, but I'm looking at mine on my Christmas tree right now. For my birthday, one of your big fans, Gina Henry out in California, she sent me one for my birthday, and I had no idea, Anthony, I was going to get it. So, you know, I go to the mailbox, and I open it up, and I'm like, well, what's this? And, of course, it was from HSN, and I hadn't ordered anything from there, so I didn't know what was going on. And I opened it up, and the first thing I saw on the paper said Anthony Original Designs. And I was like, oh, my God. So Gina gave me one of your one of those for Christmas. It was very nice of her.
She's a sweetheart. That was so nice of her. And
yes,
I hope,
yes,
you know, more people do that, because it's a great cause. And, I mean, you know, you don't have to buy my ornament. You can buy Mary J. Blige's ornament. You can buy Gwen Stefani's. Sarah Jessica Parker has one on HSN's. There's just so many different ones. I bought several of them. I got Iman's. That was the first one I bought, was Iman's, because I fell in love with her ornament. I just thought, wow, the way she did it was like, super cool.
I don't remember seeing hers, but I have to say, most of the time when I do turn on HSN, it's mainly because you're going to be on there. So I'm a little bit biased, but I'm sure Iman's was, and all of the ornaments were great. And like you said, it was just definitely for a great cause. Michael K, what else you've got?
Yeah, I wanted to know. Speaking of Iman, what are you thinking of her new show with Isaac Mizrahi?
Well, I haven't watched the show, and it's bad.
Oh, really?
I don't get to watch that much TV because, you know, our long hours. So, like,
yeah,
if the TV's on, it's, like, in the distance. But
mm-hmm.
I saw a trailer on the airplane on the way to New York, and it looks really good because she's, like, really snippy, and she wears fierce dresses.
Yes.
Her dresses,
yes,
are amazing.
Oh, she is.
She's wearing some fabulous dresses.
She's a force to be reckoned under. I love when she goes ahead and she says, that is not a fashion emergency. That needs a fashion evacuation.
Right, exactly.
It was hilarious.
And you know what makes it even more so funny with Iman is that, you know, she's got that slight accent, so when she says it, it's kind of like, you know, she says it with such grace and dignity, but at the same time, you know, that you're being scolded and that she's disappointed in you when she actually says it.
Exactly.
Yeah, she doesn't hold back.
But yeah, so
going to the chat room, Anthony, right now, I just want to go ahead and to mention everybody in the chat room have a couple good questions, but a friend of yours wants to know, is there anything that you can leak about the spring collection from Band of Artists?
Oh my gosh, there's so many cool pieces. I can tell you that one of our favorite pieces is the Paris Wink handbag. The Paris Wink handbag is out of this world. I'm looking at it right now. It's out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
And the other handbag that you must, I mean, it's going to sell out right away, is I'm So Chic zipper handbag. This handbag, it's like, if you know the Muse bag from YSL,
mm-hmm.
in that category. It's just so,
wow,
like,
wow.
It's shaped like an antique skeleton key. And that's where we got the shape from, was if you take a skeleton key and you hold it, like, looking straight at you, like if you're putting it into the actual, you know, slot where a skeleton key would go into, it looks like the shape, almost like an hourglass, but like, or like a grandfather clock shape.
Mm-hmm.
The bag is shaped,
wow,
like that. It is so intense. And it comes in black. It comes in British camel. That's our favorite color right now, British camel. And it comes in a deep, deep plum.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you came in. It came in different colors. Now, also, Anthony, you mentioned earlier we were talking about gray. Are there any other major colors that we're going to, that's different going into spring and summer of 2011?
A lot of coral. A lot of coral. You're going to see so much coral. You're going to see so much, like, mid-tone greens, almost like a sage green. Coral is important. We're talking yellows. But I know a lot of people say yellow, but they're not brassy high yellows. They're soft, like daffodil yellows.
Mm-hmm.
Lilacs are important, and you're going to see a lot of lilac paired with white. And they call it olive, but I don't call the green olive. It's more like a moss green. But
that's pretty.
Yeah, everything is very light, and then paired with it is what we call the translucents. And the translucents are almost like flesh-colored almost like a blushy beige, a misty gray. Like everything is like very soft and watered out on the fashion colors. Nothing's like really crazy bright, but it's like very soft and easy to wear.
Oh, that sounds really nice. So before we actually start taking some calls, because there's quite a few ladies that are lined up to wish you happy holidays and to tell you, Anthony, how much all of us appreciate you. I've been having this in my mind, and I said, I know I'm going to forget, but I didn't forget, so I'm happy. You have this, or I don't know if you still have it, but you had this sort of contest going on Facebook where your mom was involved, one of your designers. It was about people, women taking a picture of your clothes and sending them in, and then as a team, you guys would find out who was the winner. Talk a little bit about that, and if you still have that going on.
Yes, we have what we call Diva of the Week. And every week, our judges come together and they vote for the Diva of the Week. And this week, it's Candace. And Candace will be on our I'm a Diva board for a whole week. And you receive a free gift from us, a fashion gift. And we celebrate you the whole week. And every Friday, we update the Diva of the Week. So this week, I can't tell you who the Diva is, but I'm telling you, when the judges saw all the pictures, they went nuts. They're like, oh, my God, I love her. Oh, my God, she's got to be the Diva of the Week. But it's so important that the ladies post their outfits, because it really it shows other women they can be empowered and look elegant in these clothes. And so we want everyone to have the opportunity to become a Diva of the Week. And what will happen is every quarter there'll be the Diva of the Quarter, and she'll win money, which is nice, right? And then at the end of the year, there'll be the Diva, and she'll get to come to L.A. with a friend, and we'll host her here at the studio, and it'll just be fun. And she'll get a wardrobe. So that's
pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's a great, great contest. And it's important because, you know, there's how many weeks in a month? I mean, in a year? There's 52 weeks, right, in a year?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So there's 52 divas. So everybody has an opportunity to become a diva if they just take a picture. And it's so easy. You just take a picture of yourself and your Anthony.
Yes, and just upload it. And
great idea.
And this week's divas that are competing against each other is Karen, Nancy, Melanie, and Stephanie. So our judges have been, you know, trying to decide who's going to be the diva this week.
So what do the judges look for? Give us some type of insight.
They look for a put-together look, like your accessories, your shoes, your hair. They want you to look like a diva. Okay. If you look at the winners, everyone who's won had a different attitude. Like Loretta gave you frontal, you know, like the butterflies, and she's in a jazz setting. And then Kelly gave you, okay,
Kelly,
here I am with my Rihanna and my jeans. And she merchandised Anthony. She took Anthony and mixed it with something she already owned, and they loved that. Candace, they love Candace because Candace was like, you know what, I'm just casual. I'm casual and chic. So it doesn't have to be, you know, over-the-top made up, but just in your setting, mixing your Anthony with your lifestyle and just showing, you know, being, you know, having that energy that pops off the picture. The excitement, and all those pictures conveyed excitement.
That's wonderful. Michael, what do we have next inside our show? Because we have so much that we wanted to get in and talk to you and also include all of our audience, our listeners as well. Do we have some guests on the line, Michael Kay?
We certainly do. I have a little surprise planned, but before we get to the callers, I just wanted to ask, the Golden Globe nominations were announced today, Anthony, and I know you, it's probably too early, but have you been approached? I know you can't name names, but will we be seeing some Anthony on the red carpet?
Hopefully. I mean, we had a couple of stylists come up in full dresses, but, you know, it's like they show on, you know, like Rachel shows you on TV. She goes, it's all about, you know, whatever dress the actress loves. And we've been so close. If I could take some of the names that we've had pull dresses for, and they get them to the celebrity's house, and then they decide last minute to go with a different dress. It's very competitive. But, you know, we like competition. I mean, they don't get sick of wearing Valentino. You know, they need to wear other designers, some American designers.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm so tired of Valentino, Ellie Saab, you know, Armani. I mean, hello? Can we have some other names?
Yeah.
But we you know.
That's pretty sweet.
I could talk to we were approached by Sandra Bullock's people to submit for the Oscars. And submitted, and she had a gown, and they, you know, she tried on several gowns, and they went with the gold gown. But, you know, she did choose an American designer, which was cool. But she wanted, you know, she wanted to pull from the LA-based, you know, fashion designer. She and her stylist came and pulled the dress. And it was a nice, you know, it was a nice gesture. And it was also exciting to talk to her stylist to see what she was looking for. And so,
exactly.
You know, we
yeah.
got on a radio.
You know, I was thinking, and you know what, Anthony and Michael, I was, and to our listeners also, I was thinking also as you were talking about this, even, you know, sometimes, you know, for the mere fact it's not even important that maybe that Hollywood that Hollywood celebrity wear your dress, but the mere fact that those stylists are actually coming to your house to look at what you have and to know
right.
what you have so that maybe perhaps in the future for another show, they're like, oh, you know, I know this person has that or we like that, so we'll go over there and get that. So it's not, I kind of try to look at things also as like a long-term relationship with people as opposed to something just kind of quick and right then and there and it's done with.
And like we had the head stylist Holly from The Biggest Loser. She came over here the other day to pull stuff for the hostess. So we constantly are in their faces, and, you know, Young and the Restless, they pull. You know, there's so many soap operas that pull from us. And sometimes, you know, their dress is on. I didn't even know my dress was on. And they'll, after the fact, oh, you know, she wore your dress or this person wore your dress. So, I mean, I can tell you this story. We loaned the dress out to the celebrity. I won't say her name. Her stylist bought the dress back. It was so B.O. disgusting, okay? It was usually the stylist will take it and have it dry clean and then bring it back. No.
Right.
Just bought
no
the dress.
Way.
All armpits, like you would not believe, on my evening gown. And
beat
it's
up.
Funny, you know, this is the kind of stuff designers deal with. And Myrna was like, oh, my God, Mr. Anthony, this is gross. I was like, call the dry cleaner. I was like, their DNA is on my dress. Get it off.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Get it off.
Get it off. I'm like, is the silk ruined? I mean, and you just have to deal with stuff like that. And then one actress, she borrowed something, and she had a tattoo. So they put makeup on the back of her neck, and it was a halter dress. The whole back of the halter dress had makeup on it. And the dry cleaner tried to get it out, couldn't get it out. So that dress is ruined. It's like, it's trash.
Well, that is interesting because, you know, like just as sort of average people who aren't in that business, I never ever thought anything like that sort of stuff happens in your industry. I thought they, you know, get the dress and get it dry cleaned and bring it back and they go on about their business. I never really thought much about that sort of that side too. That's interesting.
Well, some do, but not all. You know, there's a select few. Some just buy it. I mean, I have several ladies. They don't want to borrow. They want their own dress.
Right.
You know, like Katie Snare, she says, I want my own dress. I don't want to borrow a dress. Let me buy my dress. I want it built to my body type, and I want to keep it. You know, and, you know, Edie would never borrow a dress. She's like, I want my own clothes. I don't need to borrow clothes.
I like
I got my own diamonds. I got my own diamonds on my own clothes.
Right. That's not old Hollywood.
Yeah. New Hollywood, forget it. They don't want to pay for nothing. And I'll put that out there. They want it for free.
They want it for free or they want to do, what is that, sort of a sponsor exchange, you know. I'll say it's yours. You let me wear it. I'll give it back to you all messy. That is too funny. Michael, I know we've got a lot of people on the line waiting, so maybe we should go ahead
Let's go to the callers, Anthony. We went ahead and rounded up some of your friends, and they've decided to call in tonight. So this is sort of like an Anthony, Mark, Hank, and this is your life kind of a thing. And just wanted to wish you the happiest Christmas. So let's go to the first call. And hello, you're live with Mick and Vic. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes,
hello, hi. Darling. My name is Nancy. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful.
You a fan
Nancy,
of Anthony?
Nancy, you are on the air with Michael, Victoria, and Anthony. So tell Anthony what you want to tell them during this holiday season and how much you love them.
I love your designs. I have bought many, many pieces, and everyone always tells me you look the bomb in this, and you so beautiful, colorful outfits, suits and skirts. I mean, I got a lot of compliments off your skirt sets, the sweater sets. I just love your design.
Thank you so much.
What's your favorite
beautiful
colors?
Do
you have any sort of a favorite colors that you
all
like to buy?
Oh, I love yellow, purple, green, pink.
Pink.
Mm-hmm. That would be all of them.
Well, you're going to love the new collection. You're going to love all the new pieces. They're fabulous.
Oh, really? Can't
wait
to see them.
There's some really exciting pieces. I'm going to be on HSN the 15th and 16th of January.
Wow. Can we see something sooner?
Well, you know, they'll have everything on the website in 2 weeks. So, like, the 7th or 8th of January, everything will be up.
Oh, wow. Can't wait.
Well, we'll definitely put that information in there. Nancy, thank you so much for taking the time to call in and tell Anthony happy holidays and how much you you love him. So that's the 16th, the 16th and 17th, Anthony, will be on HSN. So make sure, everybody, that you mark your calendars for that. And, Anthony, while we wait to get another caller on, and I've told you this before many, many times, but I always just admire so much at how you interact with, including me, but all of your fans on Facebook. So how has Facebook kind of changed the way that you do business? I imagine it has some, because you get like really direct contact with people now.
Yeah, it's like instantaneous. Like, you know, we can now, you know, put a concept out there, and our ladies are so sweet to, you know, get back to us and say, Anthony, we like this color, we don't like that color. And then the friendships, I mean, we just built some, you know, we've built a stronger bond with our ladies through Facebook. You know, I've known Catherine Taddy for years, but we never had like the interaction we have daily. You know, it's because of Facebook we can reinteract daily, and it's just made the design process more rewarding, because most of the time designers don't really get to talk to their customers, and
right.
Facebook has just opened up the world. I can go in there any time of the night, and there's somebody that's in my world on there, and I can talk to them, which I think is crazy cool. Like, I freak out, because usually my day doesn't end until like 10:30 at night or 11.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I can, you know, get into my personal closet at home. I have a HP computer where I can just log on and look at stuff real fast. And I'll see, like, somebody on here, and I'll just start chatting with them. And I think it's the coolest thing. I mean,
yeah, it is.
It blows my mind when I think about it.
And I have been one of those people. I've been one of those people that's been on there with you late at night chatting, because I've been up, and I'll kind of see Anthony post something. And I'm like, what are you doing up? And he'll say, well, what are you doing up? So, yeah, I've been one of those people that chatted with you late at night. Michael, we've got another caller.
We do. The two of you never sleep. I just want to go ahead and make mention of that. But, yes, we're going to area code 615, bringing them on. Hello. Welcome to Live with Mick and Vic. How are you? Hello?
Hi.
Paula, you're on the air with us.
Hey, Michael, is it me?
Yeah.
Hey, it's you, Marilyn.
No, it's me, Marilyn. Okay. I didn't hear you say my name, so I wasn't sure. Hey, Anthony. How are you tonight?
Marilyn.
Merry Christmas,
God.
My sweetie.
Merry Christmas, Marilyn.
You
I didn't hear your voice the first time.
I called in once to HSN, but that's been a long time ago. I stayed up till 2 in the morning and sat outside so that I wouldn't wake up my husband by talking loud, so that I could talk to you. But I'm so glad to talk to you. Merry Christmas. And I love my blue quilted bag. I wish people could just see that bag and the quality, the one I won. I was so shocked when I pulled that out. I thought, this isn't possible to have this kind of quality in this beautiful big bag. And I love the color of navy. It was so different than it looked in the photo. I just love that thing. Hi, Patty. I see you.
You
saying hello?
That blue marine, we really labored over that shade of blue. And I love navy blue. Like, I wear navy blue all the time, like a navy blue T-shirt and navy blue jeans. And I was so glad that we were able to get that blue, because it's hard to do shades of blue in man-made materials without them looking inexpensive. And that shade looks so rich.
It does. It looks beautiful, and it will complement almost any shade of blue. It has a pastel kind of look to it that will complement all the other shades of blue. I haven't used it. I just sit and look at it.
Oh, that's so cool.
And the biker bag, I bought the biker bag, and I sat and looked at it, and then Cheryl, you know, our Cheryl Sorensen, Cheryl wanted that bag so badly. Well, I shipped it to her for Christmas. She may have gotten it today, and she will have it for sure tomorrow or the next day. So she doesn't know she's getting that biker bag. She's a biker.
That's wonderful.
She's going to love it.
I love it.
She's
that is
love
wonderful.
It. I'm so
Marilyn,
glad to talk
thank
to you.
Thank you so much for calling in and saying hello to Anthony. And I just want to let you know I always appreciate your support on At Home with Victoria as well, and we certainly love you and glad that you're a part of our family as well.
Love you all. We're all
good
pals.
Love
you, Michael.
You know it.
Hi, Anthony. I love you,
so
honey.
Much.
Love you, Sunshine.
Take care.
And you know, Anthony. And you know Anthony, too, and that's what when Michael and I was sort of talking about putting this show together and you having the opportunity to come on, because I know your schedule is crazy and busy all the time, we just kind of put out there, hey, you know, do any of you guys want to kind of call in and say hi? And, of course, when we said that, you know, we got a long list full of people that wanted to call in and say hello and how much they and how much they love you. And I was just sitting here thinking, because I'm getting some emails, and this is a young lady that's emailing from West Virginia, and she says basically that she lives in a rural area. There are not many malls around here, so she orders a lot of her clothes from you on HS, and she works for the county government in West Virginia. All of the ladies in the office are always asking where does she get her clothes, and she has a question. Sandy is her name, and Sandy wants to know, is there anything special that you want for Christmas?
What I want for – oh, my gosh. I can't even – you know what? I've been shopping for everybody, and I haven't even thought about what I really want. I think what I really want is my trim closet to be done ASAP.
Okay. That's a good one.
I don't have to look at the trim anymore. You know when you get something in your mind you want done, and you're like, oh, can it be done like yesterday?
So right.
I get the trim closet to be complete and – in time for the new year. That would be nice.
Okay, that sounds
That's
good.
Simple.
Michael, we do have some more other callers on?
Yeah, we do. We're going to California now. We're going to go ahead and bring her on the line. Gina Henry, is this you?
Yes, it's me.
Hi, Gina.
Yay. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Gina. How are you?
Hi, my love. How are you?
I'm doing great.
My mom was going to call you with me, but she has a cat that she wants to protect, and so I was barred from the premises today for some reason. She showed her scarf off to everyone where she was, and she lost her cell phone while she was there, but not her scarf.
Aww.
Oh, my gosh.
She
Did they find a cell phone?
No, but she got a new one, but she kept her eyes on that scarf all the time, and she loved it so much. And it was a big hit.
I'm so happy. Is she doing better?
Oh, yeah, she's doing much better. She's doing much better. She has her lady helping her, and I told her I'm going to come tomorrow for sure, no matter what. She can't keep me away.
I know that's great.
I don't know what her cat, I don't know what her thing is, but this is your moment. So I must tell you, I'm on my way right now to give a presentation, and I'm wearing my purple wave outfit.
Oh,
nice.
Oh, yeah, mom's good.
I love
Let's move on to the important stuff. Okay, so I'm wearing the purple wave, and I've got purple Me Too loafers on. See with a little heel?
Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yes, and it'll be with all our ends.
Well, I know you're going to definitely be a big hit. And Gina, while I have you on the phone before you hang up, you and Anthony have something in common because I sent both of you a wreath, and I'm hoping that you love my wreath that I made for you.
I love my wreath.
I love my wreath. Your wreath is there. It's right in the front. I'll take a picture and post it when I get home. It's right
okay,
in the
too.
But the only
front.
All right, Gina.
It's
Wait,
beautiful.
Can I tell Anthony how much I love him?
Yes, you can. Go ahead.
Thank you. Anthony, I love you.
I love you, Gina. I hope we get to meet soon in person.
I know. I love you. I love you so much. And my mom. We do. We love you so much from the first day you were on. Remember?
Yeah, a long time ago.
We were there, me and my mom.
That's right. And you called in. I never forget that.
We were watching you. Yeah. And you were so cute. And you told us how you went and studied with Paris and everything in Paris. And you were so proud.
Yeah.
I loved you for a long time. And I appreciate you so very much and your family for having you.
Yeah, my
and
mom
sharing
you
with us.
It's a
lovely
blessing.
That's
and
definitely... I love you too, Gina. Gina, you go because you've got to give a presentation, and we don't want you to be late. So
I'll
you
be fine.
Go to that.
Love you, Gina.
That it's presentation. Thank you so much, Gina.
Oh, yeah.
But Anthony, speaking of that, Anthony, with your mom, I wanted to say one of the first times that I saw you and came across you, I was sick with the cold and was kind of flipping the channels. And my first purchase with HSN was you, Anthony. I saw you on there with your mom, and you. I was so sick that day. And you were so excited about the clothes, and your mom was mauling the clothes, and you guys were cracking me up. I picked up the phone and started calling my friend saying, oh, my God, you've got to turn on HSN. There's this designer on there, Anthony. I love him. He's so funny. So I just thought about that with your mom. And I know you've talked about your mom a lot and how much she means to you.
Yeah, she's a superhero. Today I was talking to her, and she's like, you don't do all the work, because she knows I'm the kind of person, I'll just go in and do it myself. I won't even wait for the rest of the team to do it. Like, sometimes I try to take on too many people's responsibility. She goes, you need to stop doing that. You need to let Ryan and them do their jobs.
Oh.
But she's right, because, I'm sure we're all like, me, you, and Michael, we just want to get it done and just do it, and not have to worry about it.
Yes.
But I have to learn, as you get older, you have to learn to relax a little, because as you get older, your body doesn't let you do so much like you used to do,
When
you're
20, that's
true. Right, when you were 20, you could twirl. When you get to those late 30s, you can't twirl anymore.
I can't twirl, Anthony. I twirl, but it's a little bit slower than what it was when I was 20.
That's right.
I can't get my back into it as much as I could before.
I've been taking this Pilates class, and my instructor, she told me, that's right, that's right. That's my new saying, that's right. There you go.
I'm doing that Pilates too, and Anthony, and I've been encouraging Michael to take it because his gym has it. You definitely will sweat and definitely lose weight during Pilates. It's no joke.
Oh, my God, you lose so much, and you know what? You will feel like you're walking taller. It makes you feel like you're a dancer. It really does.
Yes.
And I recommend doing it on the reformer, because I've done it on the mat, and the mat is not as effective as the reformer. The reformer really pulls your body.
Interesting.
Because today I had a fitting for my new suits, and my tailor, he was telling me, Lewis was like, Anthony, you are totally lengthening your body. What are you doing? It's working.
Wow. Yeah, you're like, it's working. I love it. Mike,
I recommend
have any more callers, or was that it?
That's all my surprises. But Anthony, what are you doing for Christmas? What does Anthony Mark Hankins do for the holidays?
Well, I'm going to be in LA. I was supposed to go to Hawaii, but I decided last minute not to go to Hawaii because we had a collection presentation, a big one last week that was, it was crazy. It was just insane. They wanted us to do cartwheels, and we did the presentation. Everybody was happy with it. And then when I got back here from the New York trip and Tampa trip, I was so exhausted. I said, I'm not going to go to Hawaii. I'm just going to stay here and relax and just run and read. I'm in the middle of a book that I just have to finish on Dee Martin and Jerry Lewis. I'm like almost done, and then I want to start another book that I have from Marty. She sent me, but I'm just going to stay here and chill. I'm not going to go anywhere. I might go to Monterey for a couple of days, but that's about it.
Your family's gonna stay on the East Coast, and you're gonna hang out over there. But wasn't your mom or something? Didn't you just visit your family not too long ago?
We had our Christmas in New York last week as a family, and
right.
My mom is gonna have something at her house, and my sister and everybody's going to go there. But I'm gonna see my mom in January. She's coming back here to LA. So, because I have an uncle that just moved to LA that lives like 8 blocks from me in LA.
Wow.
My mom's brother. So, I mean, I might even see him on Christmas Day. I might go over there too. So it's like,
especially,
it's really fun.
Especially if you're at home and you get to thinking about that Christmas food and wanting some Christmas dinner, I would definitely make my way over there, grab a plate, and then run back home.
Exactly, because his wife can cook. My auntie can cook. So I'm going to go over there and get some food and come back here.
Exactly.
But, that food's going to be good too.
And
yeah,
everybody
and
knows if you
basically sit down and read your books and eat their food. That sounds good.
Exactly, because everybody knows that Christmas is a retailer's vacation, and we work all year long, and we live for Christmas. Christmas is the only day we don't have to work because everything's closed.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving we have to work because other countries don't acknowledge that holiday, but Christmas is the one holiday that all the countries in the world acknowledge. Everybody's shut down, so it's like our little one-day vacation.
Well, it is certainly a vacation that you deserve, and I just want to say it's always From me, Michael, and all of the At Home with Victoria listeners and all of your fans out there, we so appreciate you, and thank you for helping make our Christmas special by coming on in December and to chat with us and give us an update on the wonderful things that you've got going on. I know we're already planning that you come back on next year in the spring and summer because you've got some exciting things you're working on, and we look
Great.
Forward to all the good things you're working on.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me, and I want to tell all your listeners, if you're ever in the L.A. area, come visit us. Mi casa, su casa.
Oh, we will.
Michael, you know what? You can't go. I forgot. I keep getting all these emails with all the ladies want to know, have you marked anything down on your website, any good discounts on there? I'm sorry, everybody.
Oh, my God, yes. If you go to anthonyoriginals.com and you click on, you know, the style category tab, there's a tab just for sale items. There is so many cool things on sale. And everything's free shipping and handling. So you don't have to worry about shipping. And we do free gift wrapping. So, I mean, you don't even have to worry about, you know, gift wrapping anything. We do it all. And I'm telling you, we've been busy. We're having our first purse party in Utah this Saturday. Our first purse party. I think there's going to be like 150 women invited to this mansion in Utah.
Oh.
And it's going to be all Band of Artists handbags. I won't be there, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be like a ton of ladies just shopping pure.
Is that now? Let me ask you: is that something that that you're going to continue in different cities?
Yes.
Or that's the only one.
We're going to launch purse parties around the country. So I might be coming to D.C. Okay. And my brother and his wife, my sister-in-law Lisa, may host one because Lisa is a Delta. So we're teaming up with the Deltas in 2011 because we're doing a whole a red bag series of handbags for them. So. We're going to get with our Delta sisters, and we'll be in a lot of cities with the Band of Artists handbag. So
that's
it's going to be purse party. Yeah, everybody loves a purse. Everybody loves a handbag.
I know. Well,
it doesn't matter what
and,
it's made out of, as long as it's
and
pretty
you know
and
what,
cute.
And you know what Michael and I have to do is we have to keep up with your PR people and you and your folks on that because I would love to mention that on the show every month, what city you're going to be in. That's wonderful. Great idea.
And you're in D.C., right? You're right outside of D.C., right?
Yeah.
So
oh, you know, I'm going to be there. Anthony, I can definitely tell you the problem with DC is you're definitely going to have to put a cap on it because you've got so many fans here. And once I make that announcement or we start talking about it, folks are going to be lining up trying to be a part of that. I already know it.
Do you know? I didn't realize how many people like my stuff in DC until I went to the Capitol to see my brother a couple of when we had my mom's birthday party. Everywhere I went, people recognized me. Hey, Anthony. I was telling my brother, I said, oh, my God. I am so spoiled in L.A. because nobody recognizes me here in L.A. But as soon as I go to D.C. or the East Coast, people are like, hey, Anthony. Hey. They're like, hey, Anthony. And my mom gets so, like, you know, freaked out. She's like, I can't believe people recognize you. But I said, Mom, I've been on HSN for 17 years.
Yeah.
That's a lot of TV time.
Yeah, that is a lot of TV time.
And people remember you. Anthony with the two T's. What's going on, Anthony? And I'm like, do I know you? Oh, I see you on TV all the time.
Right.
And Messiah gets
that. You give everybody that feeling. And Michael will agree with this. You have that persona, and you give everyone that feeling that when you are on HSN and you're presenting your line, that everybody's your friend. So, you know, so you're just so down to earth. And, you know, so I can definitely see if people see you out, they just get this feeling like they just really know you because that's sort of the feeling that, you know, you give to all of us, which we definitely appreciate. So.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you something really funny that happened to me 2 weeks ago at Math. Father Leo came up to me and says, have you ever thought about becoming a priest? And I was like, what? No, thank you.
A priest?
They're trying to recruit young men to become priests. And he was like, you know, I've been watching you for years. Have you ever thought about becoming a priest? I'm like, no, Father, no. I can do much more for the church as a parishioner than a priest. Isn't that funny? And I was telling my friends.
You can be like a priest designer.
I can design some fabulous robes for you guys. But I can't be a priest. Isn't that funny?
Wouldn't that be funny if Anthony started designing robes for the Catholic Church? Everybody would know that those would be your robes for sure when they're out and about and in sermon on Sunday.
That would be so funny.
They would flow beautifully.
They would flow like you've never seen before.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Anthony, darling,
Anthony,
thank you so.
sorry.
Go ahead, Michael. I'm sorry.
No problem. I just wanted to go ahead and mention, actually, Vic and I were at an event down in D.C., Sherwood's Moms Are the Best event, and there was a Common Threads networking event, and there was me, Victoria, and Lisa Brown with Kelly Bogato at the event, and then from across the room in the corner, there was a woman wearing your striped, it begins with an R, what is it, the wrap.
The one?
The regalia.
The poncho. The striped poncho.
The poncho, yeah. And we struck up a conversation. She's been a long-time customer of yours, too, and it was so funny to have you with us there at the event so far away from California.
Wow,
that's
cool. I didn't hear that story.
Yeah, she was right there. I'm sure Lisa could have given you the item number. She knew exactly what she was wearing.
Let me tell you, Lisa is the real deal.
Lisa is the real deal.
I love
it's like a
Lisa.
Walking encyclopedia of your clothes on HSN. She knows everything.
I would love for HSN to like acknowledge people like Lisa and Catherine Taddy, and I mean I wish we could just do something on the network just to acknowledge all these women who have been there from day one. I mean,
yeah,
it's just amazing to me. No designer can say that they have people that are with them for that long of time and keep up
mm-hmm.
with their work. I mean, it's just amazing.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. So maybe all of us can keep our heads open to the idea of maybe someday making that happen. Because yeah, you're right about that. That's for sure.
So I have a surprise.
Oh, you do.
Because Linda is doing such a great job on the blog tonight. If all the participants on the blog give Linda their home address, they will get a Banda artist gift for the holiday, free from us.
That is
Anthony.
You hear that?
Sweet.
You mean all the people on there? Are you kidding me, Anthony?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
All the people. So if Linda can gather all their information, and we will get the bags to the gift to them. I can't tell what it is, but we'll get it to them in time for the holidays.
Wow.
That's fantastic.
I was not expecting
that. We're doing
a
Victoria moment. If Oprah could do it, why can't Victoria do it?
Absolutely.
We're giving stuff away.
That's right, Anthony. If Oprah can do it, well, God, Donna, why can't you do it and we do it too on my show?
Right,
I think that
right.
is wonderful. Michael, isn't that generous?
That's fantastic. And just to remind everybody, just go ahead and get your addresses to Linda in the chat room. And she's also on Facebook. We're all friends. So, Anthony, your generosity is brilliant. Brilliant as usual.
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Well, and Anthony, I'm glad that that you love my little wreath that I made.
I was like, how can we sell these on the network?
Huh?
I was like, you can sell those on Home Shopping Network.
I would love. It's funny because everybody always tells me to sell them, and you know, this year I made, I think I came to close to about 40 of them, and I make them all by hand myself, and I ship them out. So I do it every single year to people that are special, that have done, you know, good things to me and kind of support me, and that's kind of my way of just saying thank you. And I, like I said, I make every single thing by hand, and I sort of go out shopping for everything all year round, and then I kind of sit down and start in October, and I about the end of October I start to make them and try to get them out before the first week of December. So I was just happy to be able to send it to you. So I was like, I hope he finds a place in his studio or at his home or somewhere to hang it and be very happy about it. So I'm glad you liked it. That meant the world to me.
I love it. I love the bird, the white bird. It's so pretty. The dove.
Yes.
So beautiful. In fact, I had to tell Myrna to keep her hands off of it.
She tried to take it.
Myrna wanted that reef. She was like, ooh, that's cute, I want that wreath. Like, no.
Well, you know what? I don't know if she's listening, but between you and I do a spring collection like you do your spring collection. So I'm going to jot her down for my spring collection. I'll surprise her and send her one for spring where I do these really pretty butterflies and birds. So she'll like that one too.
Oh, she'll go berserk. She will just go berserk for it.
Well, speaking of Christmas, Anthony, Michael and I are going to leave the show and we're going to play some Christmas music. Shelley Rand was very kind enough to send us some Christmas music. So, Anthony, God bless, and thank you so much for being on, and we'll see you on Facebook and talk to you again soon.
Love you, Victoria. Love you, Michael. Thank you so much. Love you,
everybody. Absolutely. Take care.
And, Michael, as always, we just simply adore Anthony. And, again, that was absolutely wonderful. So if you're inside the chat room and you can get your name and your address and information to Linda, she'll be able to forward that to Anthony out in California. He's going to give all of you guys a nice free gift for Christmas, so I think you should take advantage of that. That's pretty big. Michael, a well show put together, and I just want to thank you so much. And I'm going to let you go ahead and say your last few words, Michael, and go ahead and play that Christmas music.
Absolutely. I want to thank Anthony personally and thank everybody in the chat room. Thank you, Linda, for doing such a great job in production. Anthony's still in the chat room. Christine Hayes is there. Hello, Christine. Guest 3312, guest 3515, guest 4370, guest 4450, Catherine Taddy, Linda Lavey Johnson, our producer tonight, and Marilyn Bennett. So, yeah, it was a fantastic show, and I'm just happy to be surrounded with such givers at this holiday season. It really, it's what Christmas is all about. So,
yes.
Anthony didn't even tell me that. That was a total surprise, by the way. So I would have been on that call.
Yeah.
So that's something he made up his mind up at the last minute. So.
Yeah, when he said that, I'm like, are you kidding me? When he said everybody inside the chat room, and I'm thinking, boy, if you guys missed this show tonight, when I post on Facebook what he did, you are really, really going to not be happy with yourselves for missing this show. Yeah,
you're kicking yourself in the ass.
Yeah. I mean, he is just such a giver. It's just not even, it's like words can't even describe how I feel about him when it comes to that. And that was one thing that I picked up on immediately when I started to follow him and love him, is just how the way he treats his customers and his fans. He truly, 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 you can tell from the bottom of his heart, appreciates everybody, who continuously supports him in his efforts and his career. And that's why we love him.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and he deserves every best wish on the planet. I really enjoy him, so.
Absolutely. Let's hear that Christmas music.
Absolutely. I'm going to let Shelly Ram play us out, singer-songwriter from Nashville, Tennessee, singing Santa Claus by Shelly Ram. Pay attention.
Christmas, Christmas, Christmas. Well, it's Christmas time for your baby. The snow is falling on the ground.
Christmas, Christmas.
Well, it's Christmas time for the baby. The snow is falling on the ground.
Christmas.
Well, you be a real good little baby, 'cause Santa Claus is back in town. I got no sleigh with reindeer, no sack on my back. You're gonna see me coming in a big black Cadillac. Oh, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. The snow is falling on the ground.
Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. It's Santa Claus back in town. Now go on now, you play good for me. Pretty stockings and turn off the lights. Santa Claus is coming down your chimney tonight. Oh, it's Christmas time, pretty baby. The snow is falling on the ground. Well, you'll be a real good little baby, 'cause Santa Claus is back in town. Baby, 'cause Santa Claus is back in town.